This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. The House Education Committee's approved legislation to prohibit public school teachers from discussing topics involving sexual orientation and gender identity with students K through 12. And House Education's advanced a bill to protect teachers who refuse to use a student's preferred gender pronoun, even if the parents give permission to call them by another pronoun. Critics say the committee did so without public input when other meetings were being canceled due to the severe weather. Speaking of the severe weather, Clico says about 25,000 customers are without power after tornadoes and strong winds ripped through the state on Wednesday. Immediately following the storm, spokesperson Jennifer Cahill says they hired 400 additional line mechanics. They also had to bring in specialized equipment to move debris.
A lot of the work that we had to do was bring in dozers and heavy equipment to clear the roads so that we could really even begin to make repairs.
The majority of the outages are in St. Tammany Parish, where an EF1 tornado touched down. An EF2 touched down in Lake Charles Wednesday morning. Mayor Nick Hunter says as many as 15 families were displaced and they need to have disaster help. The best way, he says, to help is by donating to the United Way. Three people have been arrested after a burned body was found in Kisatchie National Forest. Investigators say the suspects injected the man with drugs twice. Then when he died, drove his car with a body inside, used his credit card, and dumped him in a forest. Days later, they went back and burned his body, according to Pineville Police Chief Darrell Basco.